the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past the number o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klang Jr. and Mark Davila.
Let me get comfortable first.
Mr. Noisy Chair, what do you got to say for yourself?
Let me get comfortable. Comfortable.
It's comfortable. I'm able to have comfort. Understand the language, man.
That's or is it comfortable?
There's nothing to do with the table.
Hey, did you comfortable? Yes.
No, it's
like a Russian guy you're buying a table off. You comfortable? Yes, I did.
I'm also the chairs if you have them. A lot of times they don't want to sell it separately, which is bullshit. Like,
listen,
I
sell you the table, then I got a bunch of chairs sitting around. What am I going to do with those?
No, I only want the fucking chairs. Now I got to get a whole table too.
You buy table, you also get chairs.
Because that happened once.
You buy chairs, you also get table.
It was our old apartment. And we needed we had a table, but we didn't have chairs. I'm like, well, let's go to a fucking thrift store and buy some chairs. But nope. It was a package deal. They didn't want to give me one. Like, shit, what am I doing with this fucking table now?
They have a chair store, like, right next to your house.
Yeah, but that's not a thrift thing. That's probably
it is.
I don't fucking know.
You know, you completely...
What? Do I know every...
You start yelling about things, and you go, well, I don't know.
Yeah, because I don't. Do you think I know every small business within, like, a 5-mile
radius? Yeah, Small Business Saturday. I go on all of them.
Yeah, well, I don't.
They give me weird looks when I don't buy anything and leave. Please,
I know.
Please, buy something. Anything. I need to eat.
Like, I don't know how you fucking stay open. Who's buying shit from you?
I don't know. Anyways, it's Hot Topic Tuesday.
No, it's Wednesday.
It's Hot Topic Wednesday.
Yeah.
First story. So this dude and his daughter are walking down the street.
Oh, yeah. Incest porn?
And
I knew it.
All of a sudden, he starts having a heart attack. Collapses on the ground. Oh, I'm having a heart attack. The daughter is, you know, hysterical. There's some onlookers walking, or some people walking by, other people are like,
that's cool.
Oh my God. Well, luckily for this guy, right across the street, a firehouse.
Set his ass on fire.
They know, like, first aid and stuff. They have trucks to take him to the hospital, you know?
Yeah.
So they go across the street. They're like, hey man, we're gonna die. He's dying across the street.
I'm busy.
So the fireman just leaned on the wall and he goes, listen, man, gotta wait till we're dispatched. Sorry. Come on, he's dying. Like, nope, sorry.
Oh my
God. Come back when I'm dispatched. He slams the door on him.
I would sue those motherfuckers.
Like,
I would own that firehouse.
Six people are pounding on the door, like, come on, this guy's dying. Like, listen, we need to be dispatched or we can't help. Now I'm going back up to stir my chili. Because I think that's what fire people do all the time.
I've heard that.
They make chili all day.
Yeah, I've heard.
And Frank's sleeping, and Tom. And Mark,
you know what they do for exercise?
They're playing Yahtzee. Until that game's over, we're not helping anybody.
No, for exercise, they climb up the pole. That's good work. That's a good upper body workout.
Listen, I didn't hear the bell ring, so I guess I don't have to go anywhere.
I mean, it's probably for insurance reasons. Like, they just can't go helping people. You can't be a fucking citizen. Like,
yeah.
Fuck you. But yeah, let's still sue their asses.
Listen, did you go out and save a guy with a heart attack? Yeah. We're not paying you for that hour. You were not dispatched. That's not official fire department
work. No, because you need to be insured, because if you...
No, I think it's more of a thing. They don't want to pay him.
No, if you crack a fucking
rib... Listen, that's your lunch break. You save that guy's ass in your lunch break. No!
That's how it is now. If that dude's hurt during it, or if they end up, you know, not saving his life, like they tried and it didn't happen, now... You know, they're liable. But
so anyway,
fucking come on.
So then they call an ambulance. Like, all right, these fuckers across the street want to help us. We call an ambulance. Someone gave them the wrong address. The ambulance couldn't find them. Like, I don't. You said First Street, right? I don't see anybody. No, Second Street. Oh, all right. We'll be there in a while. I gotta stop by $5 Footlong. So
that's not the name of the store. It's Subway.
So anyways,
Subway.
They were late, and the guy died. The mayor was up in arms. He's like, what the fuck? So they made the lieutenant retire early because, you know, he's an asshole.
Well, the lieutenant. Fucking, was that the same guy who said they wouldn't help?
I don't know, but he was in charge, so.
No, you know what? It's bullshit. That's just so no one can get blamed. the lieutenant was probably close to retiring anyway. So he said, you know what? Fine. Let's just say I retired. And
I'll fall on my sword.
Yeah, meanwhile, it's not falling on shit. Dude was going to retire anyway. Now, the guys who said, well, fuck you, we're not helping. Nothing happens to them. Business as usual. Everyone's happy
all
and the
dude's
dead.
All of them should be fired.
Yeah. Fucking fire their asses. People are looking for work. You'll get other firefighters. And if they're regular firefighters, cool. If volunteers, fuck them. Hate volunteer firefighters. Hate them.
Why would you hate them?
Because most of the time they're just sitting around doing shit.
What if one day you get saved by one?
Well, good.
Like you get a car wreck.
And
they come with the jaws of life and help you. And you're like, nope. I hate you fuckers.
No, good.
Get out of here, loser.
I hate cops too. Help me out.
Get out of here, loser.
I don't give a fuck. You are a loser. But still, I want your help. Do your fucking job.
I'm going to put a sticker in your car that says, I hate volunteer firemen. So then when they come to the jaws of life, they're like, nah, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Please do that. Then I sue their asses for not helping me. Great.
Do they have to help you? They're volunteers, after all.
They still have to help.
Fuck it, I quit.
Yeah, I'm done. Well, couldn't everyone do that?
Listen, the game's on. I'm going to go back to the firehouse bar.
Couldn't
right?
you do that as a police officer?
My grandpa was a volunteer fireman for like 80 years. And
80 years? Holy shit. When did he start? When he was two?
Yeah. And it was like 60, I think. And he would take us to the bar they have in there. They were a setup they had.
Yeah, free
soda. They had chips.
You know what? My problem.
Although, I don't know how they kept chips in stock, because I'd be going there every day, like, just eating all the chips.
My problem with those guys is that.
A gym.
I've come across volunteer firefighters. Shut the fuck up. They were pieces of shit. They were lazy, and they just joined for a fucking hangout.
Yeah, it's a club.
Yeah, they weren't there because they wanted to help people.
There's not any cool guys in the volunteer
fire
department.
They're fucking losers. Yeah. They had nothing to do, so they joined so they can fucking hang out. They're just watching
TV.
There's
always like three or four token chicks. They're always a little, you know.
Listen, you want to help people? Great, help people. Don't be a fucking
loser. You can feel important about yourself. You're not getting paid shit. You can go to meetings and you can run for office. Like, I'm the president of nothing.
I'm the chief of this place.
What the fuck are they? It's either fundraising or not. You know, there's hardly any fires in the suburbs, so it's like you're sitting around going to the old people having breathing problems and doing a little bit of training, and then that's about it.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, fuck you. I'm not really a fan of people anyway. I kind of don't care what you do. I just don't like you.
I don't know. Maybe what if you joined and you had a lot of fun?
I don't want to have fun. You know I don't like fun.
You'd have to be like the fire police. My grandpa's got old. You know, you can't fight fires anymore, so you just direct traffic. That'd be your job now because you're kind of old.
Yeah, that's true.
And my next story is another outrageous thing. So all these kids, they get into lunchroom. It's Pizza Friday.
Oh, I used to love those days. Everyone used to be excited.
They get their lunches, and they go and sit down, and they start to enjoy them. And all of a sudden, the cafeteria manager goes, what the fuck? She goes over and starts taking lunches from people. Like, well, what's going on? Like, listen, you have a negative balance on your account? You don't get a lunch. And she throws it away.
What the fuck is that?
So then they go back. She goes back and goes, here's some milk and a piece of fruit. That's all you get because you're in a negative balance.
Why would you? I don't even understand that whole balance thing.
They must have to have prepaid lunches there. Like the parent at the beginning of the year will like, all right, here's $100 that should cover, you know, the whatever, the first few months.
I guess, but wouldn't
you... I don't know how much school lunches are now.
Yeah, I don't know. Wouldn't you know beforehand, before you hand out the fucking food, that like, listen, you don't have enough money in your account to get a lunch? Don't give the kids lunch, and then later on, when they're halfway through, start taking it and throwing it out. And why would you throw away food before...
Yeah, if you're going to throw it away, let them fucking eat it.
I know, and then say, listen, for tomorrow, I'm going to send a note home with you to your parents.
I guess that was the issue.
You're old.
That they didn't tell the parents that there was negative balances and the right enough time, whatever. So anyways, a couple senators were outraged.
Good.
And they went there and had lunch, and they said, these people should be fucking fired. Because and the person, the manager got suspended.
What? Yeah. You know what that means? You go home with pay, then come back to work.
No, I think she's going to get fired.
We'll see.
There's better ways to do this than just stealing kids' lunches. They might pass a law where kids have to get a lunch no matter what. Which seems like people would start to take advantage of that. Like, hey, Ma, where's my lunch money? Don't worry about it. They have to give you a lunch.
Well,
by the way,
you actually don't need lunch money if it's free.
It's not.
No, if you pass that law, you can't.
No, they're not saying it's free. They're just saying the kids have to have lunch if they don't have their money.
Mm.
It should be free.
Do you know how much money we pay in fucking taxes for the schools?
Us?
You can't give
none.
A fucking meal.
We don't pay any.
what, we don't get money taken out?
Not for schools. That's called school tax. You have to own property, Mark.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we don't own property.
Oh, good. Good thing for me.
Exactly.
I thought I was a loser. It turns out it's a benefit.
Yeah, or if you play the lottery, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, but school tax.
Well, either way. Yeah, we pay taxes.
I remember my day, school lunch was 85 cents. And
like $1.25, I recall.
Really? Why is it so expensive?
Well, we had caviar.
Apparently.
Yeah. I was in boarding school in the Swiss Alps.
And I'd wake up and, you know, if later in my career, my school career, or whatever, it doesn't matter, on the counter would be my lunch money, and sometimes there'd be a dollar. So I'd get 15 cents change to purchase whatever I wanted.
Oh, my God. We've got to hear the fucking pretzel rod story
and
again.
And I would get myself a pretzel rod. Delicious. But later in my years of high school, I never actually bought a lunch. I'd buy like a little
thing. Oh, I'd buy her pretzel rods.
First of all, I hate fucking milk, and I didn't want your shitty-ass milk. Chocolate or... I don't give a fuck what flavor. I don't want fucking milk, asshole. Anyway, I would get this orange drink and a cookie and, you know, and some chips.
Orange drink. He drinks orange drink, not orange juice.
It was like Tang or something. They didn't have orange juice.
You know what? I love drinks. I hate these assholes complaining about Sunny D and all the other drinks. Oh, it tastes like... Oh, fuck you. It tastes fucking good. It's a fucking sugar and water. Guess what? Sugar tastes good, asshole. It tastes good.
Who's saying that isn't good?
I've heard people...
They're saying it's not good for them, I think.
No. I heard people complain how it just the taste. It's not good. It's fucking good. You put sugar in anything, it's fucking good.
What if you put in shit?
It'll taste better than by itself.
Hey, you want some sugared shit? All right.
Listen, what if your options are eat a piece of shit... Or eat a piece of shit with sugar on it. Wouldn't you choose the sugar shit? Wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, if there's a choice.
Yeah. Those are your options. I'm taking those shit with sugar.
And finally, a lot of articles are coming out. This one says that, do you have to shower every day?
I mean, you don't have to, but it's nice to rinse away the fucking grime.
The article says that you're not really getting all that dirty. Now, the thing that gets me about this article...
They don't know what I'm doing all day.
The author says... Confession. I only shower 3 times a week and wash my hair on one of those occasions. But that's just because it's winter. In the summer, I shower every day, but most of those I just rinse in lukewarm water. They're saying, there's one area of the body you should never skip washing multiple times a day. In my head, as soon as I read that, I go, your ass, right?
I'd hope.
Nope, your hands. It doesn't say anywhere in this article that you shouldn't want, you gotta, that's the thing, you know, your ass needs to be washed.
My balls fucking reek. I haven't washed in a month, okay?
That's what gets, like, yeah, you can not shower, but your crotch and ass are gonna be, especially in the summer, are gonna be swampy
you know
and
what?
Smelly.
Listen, fuck you scumbags. You don't want to fucking take a shower, fine. Don't preach to me the glory of not bathing.
And it's better for you, the oils in your skin protect it.
You don't know what I do all day. What if I have a dirty job? I work in a fucking coal mine. No, you don't need to. Fuck you. I decide what I need to do.
But don't you say you don't shower every day?
Yeah, I do. I shower every other day now. I used to shower every day, but it's just time-wise. I don't have time, man. I get more sleep.
The only time I don't shower is if I wake up late.
But you know what? It's like, don't eat every day. You think you're going to die if you don't eat for
and
a day? Of course you won't. You don't need to eat every day. And it's true, you don't.
Mm-hmm. So I used to.
Don't stuff your fat ass.
I use a shower. Sometimes I shower at night before work because then I get an extra little bit of sleep. But when my hair gets too long, it's a fucking wreck.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I got oily skin and shit. I need to fucking shower.
You're grease balls.
Yeah, I am.
All right, so if you want to admit that on public airwaves.
This isn't actually public, it's private. You have to pay.
This is private, man. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Don't get out of here. Why don't you go to the website, hotshotwizkids.com?
Yeah, I mean, you can come, even though you know I don't like you. But still, you can listen.
So you said to your girl last night?
they don't really know I don't like them. I don't give off... I'm really nice to them. I mean... The girls that I'm with, they don't know.
Eventually they find out, though, when you stop answering their calls.
Well, they drive me to it just by being them.
By being nice and wanting to see you more?
Yeah.
You drive me to it. Wanting to see me every day and being nice.
You drive me to it. I don't think that's a word
They ever
at
buy,
all.
Buy you anything?
Like a sandwich?
They do? A finger of a sandwich?
That's nice. I mean, it's like, I don't...
I remember I met this one girl from the internet, and the first time we met, she brought me a sub.
Well, you asked for it, didn't you? Didn't you complain about how you were hungry?
Yeah, she's like, I'll get you something. I'm like, all right, I'll order me a sub. And she got it to me.
Yeah, she came over.
And I always thought about it. Now, I dated the girl for 2 years after that, by the way.
Just because of that sum.
But I always thought, my thing was, what if as soon as she had me, like, I grabbed the sandwich and, like, put my foot and kick her out and lock the door. Like,
literally. Get the fuck out of here.
Like, a lot. Free sub.
Give her the bum's rush.
So maybe you should start, you're single, so maybe you should start doing that. See if you can get him to bring something over. Like, hey, you know what? I'm all out of drink. Can you bring me a bottle of 2 liters of Pepsi? And then they bring
it. It's like, yeah, I'd love to hang out, but I'm just too thirsty to hang out. I can't.
You know what, can you bring me, when you're on your way over, can you bring some Pepsi? Sure. Thanks, see you later.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'd love to hang out with you. I'm in a dating mood, but I'm all out of vagina. Shit. You don't happen to have any, do you? Any lying around? Maybe? Anyway, it probably would. HotshotWizKids.com. Check out the rest of the week. Tell a friend.
Alright, I will. Hey, Mark, is this podcast
Shut up.
Really
shut
good?
Shut the fuck up. No one saw that coming.